Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
Reminding you why we all love living in this great state of Mississippi.
It's the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. I enjoyed that conversation with Austin Golding. We're really lucky to have access to him. I hope you enjoy hearing sort of what a really terrific family business in a place like Vicksburg, who's serving coastal Mississippi through his work with Chevron. And with Warren Paving, what he has to say about the tea leaves that he's seeing, not only for Mississippi, not only for our nation, but also sort of the global perspective he brings because of what he does. Really good stuff there. Hey, you may recall that a few weeks ago, I had someone by the name of Rashard Moore on the show. He has a terrific long career in the healthcare industry. Working with Singing River Health System. And we talked about the Singing River Healthcare Academy, Mississippi's first. We're going to tell you more about it, but you know they're in the process of a big grand opening. And we thought we'd have Rashard back and remind you about this first of its kind facility, which I recently saw a picture of. It's an amazing building. He told me before we started the show that if you like the outside, you ought to see the inside. But they're going to be serving the community in big ways and doing terrific work to help create a feeder of employees for Singing River Health System. And anyway, without any further ado, let me welcome my friend Rashard Moore back to the Ricky Matthews Show. How you doing, Rashard?
I'm great. Glad to be back. It's a wonderful week, and I'm excited.
So tell me what's going on. What's going on this week?
So this week is our grand opening for our facility. And like you said, it's the first of its kind in the state of Mississippi. We are dedicated to training and making a workforce pipeline for our local hospital and healthcare industry. So this week, it is really a way for us to open our doors and showcase to the hospital and everybody else who's heard that we're building this to have them come in and see exactly what it is we've built and what it is we're doing for them and how we're going to be enriching the hospital system doing it. We've also opened it up to on Thursday, we're going to have the local Chamber of Commerce here. So, you know, not only opening up to the hospital and the staff, but also to the community as a whole.
I think it's exciting, man. You think about the programs that you're going to be building there, and we'll get into some of those details here in just a second. People have not heard us talk before, but I mean, it's a tremendous investment in the community. I mean, this building is built to last. I mean, with terrific, you know, what you need, in fact, to be able to train people in the medical field. Tell me about the building.
So we have a three-story building. Two floors are completed. We have a third floor that's open that we are hoping to get some more backing so we can expand our building. So two completed floors where we are housing classrooms. We're housing, you know, community events. So we have a huge open space on our first floor. So that's for our big, you know, initial debut day. That's where you have our onboarding for our brand new employees. We can showcase, you know, just how special they are to us. We have several classrooms on the first floor. We have a catering kitchen when we have events there. Second floor is more classrooms. We also have our skills labs and our training labs up on the second floor. And again, the third floor is just it's a big open shell of possibilities. We want to have a surgery center up there. We want to really expand that third floor so we can provide more services and more technical training to the things that the hospital needs.
So if you think about right now, what the U.S. Department of Labor does, it creates or certifies registered apprentice programs. So you have seven currently. Tell us about what those programs are.
So we really want to create a pathway for success. And it's not just creating a way for someone to get into healthcare. We are trying to establish career pathways. So you start off on the grassroots level, like, you know, basics. You can do your CNA, your phlebotomy, even your sterile processing technician. So those will be called entry-level positions. Moving on up, you can go from CNA to medical assisting. Medical assisting is a little bit more educational, a little bit more time. a little bit more responsibility. So you move up to medical assistant. You can go from, you know, a sterile processor to a surgical technician. We do also have a pharmacy technician program as well. And then, you know, if you're continuing, say you started off as, you know, a CNA, our top of our line is our LPN apprenticeship. So you go from CNA, certified nurse's assistant, to an LPN where you actually are nursing. And from there, we're starting to develop programs and try to get you to bridge from LPN to RN. So we really are creating a pathway for a career with those seven programs that we have.
I mean, it's so interesting. I remember back in the day when I went to the University of Alabama in Birmingham to paramedic school, I never will forget once we learned about drawing blood and starting IVs, et cetera. We were regularly, you know, starting IVs on each other and drawing blood from each other and practicing like crazy. And then we had to spend our time in the hospital doing that. But, it's that kind of hands-on training though, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, stuff doesn't change. So just as excited as you were when you got that first vein, you got that first spark of blood, and you realized you could do it. It's the same thing that happens when these students do it today. They get that first vein, they get that spark of blood. And it's like, you know what, I just did something absolutely medical, and I can keep on doing this. So, you know, it hasn't changed. The same feeling you felt, it's the same feeling they're feeling today.
What's interesting about it is that it opens up tremendous opportunity. For me, I went on to pre-med, and I was about to head to medical school until I decided that, medicine wasn't for me. It helped me learn that maybe this wasn't the right path for me. I needed to go in a different direction, which I went on to get my MBA, and kind of the rest is history. But you'll see people come through this program that who knows where they'll end up. I mean, what a great opportunity. You think about the technical training side of this. The opportunity for high schools, for example, to get, you know, career technical education, that, I mean, it really unleashes, you know, incredible opportunity for them. And you could be the beginning of who knows what these kids are going to do as they get older. And it's not just for kids, but again, it's about introducing people to the medical field in a way they can have a great living, and who knows where it's going to take them. You see it over and over again. Some people may end up being doctors, some RNs, some respiratory therapists. You name it, the sky's the limit, isn't it?
It is. And that's one of the things that I think is beautiful about having all these programs housed in one place. It's inspiration. Just because we have our different tracks, it doesn't mean that the tracks don't blend. John, our surgical tech instructor, did a wonderful program where he made a mock surgery that incorporated having some of my LPNs as part of it as circulating nurses. So it gives them an experience to be in a surgical setting, even though they're not going to the surgical program. And you know what? Who knows how inspiring that is? And we had the CNAs, we had the phlebotomy people, we had the MAs, we had them come up and watch, to come up, take a look, and see these things in motion. It's inspiring. So you never know where somebody's going to start, and you never know where somebody's going to finish. You know, they might decide medicine's not for them, but if you can see the way their eyes open and sparkle when they see these things, that's what, as an educator, gives me, you know, a nod to myself, says, you know what, we're doing something right. We're inspiring. We're encouraging people to grow.
Hey, so tell me about the classroom. So you got modular classrooms, and, as there's one like theme with the docs that I have on this program, and they're all terrific. I've really enjoyed getting to know the doctors at Singing River Health System. But two things really stand out. One is you got to care about your patients. You got to communicate with your patients. Communication is so important. And the other is the use of technology on the surgical side to create better outcomes and less invasive situations, so recovery is better. So, but the use of technology is a big thing. That's kind of integrated into your program, isn't it?
It is. So when it comes to technology, we first start off with like the educational process. So what we try to do here is we start off with, of course, your didactics, but things have changed. I remember when I was going to school, we had the little like projector screen where it was like clear. And then, you know, the teacher put the thing on, she could use the dry erase markers on it and wipe it off. And that was projected on screen. When I was going to school, that was like new, and that was awesome. That was the brand new thing. Now we have our computers integrated to screens on the boards. So what I'm doing on the computer, they can see. It's using YouTube videos. It's using, artwork, drawing, clip arts, PowerPoints. All that stuff is the didactic, but it's engaging technology on just that basic didactic level. We move from there and we go to our low or mid fidelity mannequins. So now that we've taught you the theory, now we need to get you to the point where you can actually put your hands on the technology. So you're using these mannequins that actually have pulses. They have blood pressures. You can listen to their chest, heart and lung sounds, and then you can get the feel of how to use that equipment on a simulated patient. And then after that, we take you to our high fidelity suites where we have mannequins that actually talk, breathe. They have changeable vital signs, changeable patient interactions to create even a higher level of realism for our students that when they go out to the hospital and do this on real people, it's not such a shock. It's not so brand new. They've already had the practice on multiple levels. So that's what technology can do for us. Our anatomage table is amazing. It gives us an in-deep anatomical view of what our patients are going through, what their anatomical structure is like. So using technology to increase understanding, we're in a day and age where it has been leaps and years beyond what I had, and what we can teach now and the depth that we can teach to, even on these lower levels of entry, like CNA, phlebotomy, where you're just getting started in the medical field, it's amazing what we can do for them and how we can open their minds.
And then you're using VR headsets as well. I mean, it's amazing, right? What is available to you to be able to train people. Even in these more entry level positions, what a great opportunity to really open their minds to what is possible by giving them just the best possible training possible. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue the conversation, tell you what's coming up next, talk a little bit more about the facility, and continue our conversation with Rashard Moore at Singing River Health System. We'll see you after this.
And now, back to more of the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to Singing River Health Talk. We have Rashard Moore with us, and he is representing this really exciting, first of its kind in Mississippi, Singing River Healthcare Academy, where they're going to be focused initially on 7 U.S. Department of Labor registered apprentice programs. And certified nursing assistant, medical assistant, surgical tech, pharmacy tech, licensed practical nurse training. And I'm sure that it will expand as it goes forward. When we actually went to break, we were talking about some of the, how equipment has changed since I was in paramedic school and since Rashard was in nursing school. But the excitement's still the same. There's something about when you're in training, medical training, and you're getting the opportunity for the first time to do a lot of this stuff, and you relate it to, if I do this well, I am going to save lives. There's something about that, man. Let me tell you a quick story. When I was in paramedic school, an RN who was one of our teachers, her son was actually hitting the chest with a baseball, and unfortunately, it killed him. It killed her son. And what they imagine for people in the medical field, they'll understand what this is. For the layman, I'll try to explain it. But when you're looking at a EKG, after your ventricular contraction, there is what is called a T wave. And that T wave is where your heart is getting ready to beat again. It's called, I think, a refractory period is what they called it back in those days. It probably still is called that. If you get hit on the peak of that T wave, you can actually cause ventricular fibrillation, and unless you shocked back, you can unfortunately pass. And that's what they suspect happened to her son. Rashard, what she did then, she told us in my paramedic school, she told us that story, and she said, don't try to study to get a 98 on a test. I want you to study to get 100 on a test, because that 2% that you don't learn might be something a family needs in the middle of the night one night. I never forgot it, man. But you feel that kind of weight on you as trainers to make sure people are the best they can possibly be, because you never know. Even in the work that you guys are doing with these technical trades, it can be life or death, can it?
Yes, it can. And that is you can't say that mindset any better. I mean, that's probably something I'm going to adopt from you and start teaching in my classroom, that mindset, because we try to teach not just to pass an exam. We want you to master the content. So, you know, the technology that we use, it's all secondary to what we're, our overall goal is. We want you to master the content because it does mean the difference between somebody's life or death or a better outcome, you know, versus a worse outcome. So, you know, studying is one thing, passing a test, that's great, but we are studying and we are working for mastery of content to make sure that our people know what to do in those kinds of situations. And that R-on-teen phenomenon, that is something we still teach today. It is something we train very hard about.
Yes, yeah, so tomorrow, August the 14th, the Chamber of Business After Hours is going to take place. It's going to go into the evenings from 4:30 to 6:30. It's going to include tours and a look inside the programs that Rashard and I have been talking about at the Academy. And, you know, again, you'll get to see some of the state-of-the-art stuff that Rashard and I talked about that you know, it's really cool. I mean, I'm not surprised that they have mannequins now that are, you know, that have, you know, blood pressures and pulses and can even communicate with you. But that's a step ahead of what I had when I went through the paramedic program, that is, yeah, for sure. But it's got to be cool for you to see that it's literally like a 3D experience. You're taking people through in the training. It's got to be awesome to be able to provide that.
It is. It's awesome. And again, it's what you look for as a teacher is when you try to connect those dots and to have them be able to put their hands on something that I never could put my hands on. You know, they're making those connections earlier. And that is a beautiful thing. Before you send them out into that world that is quite literally sometimes life or death, they get to make those connections earlier and they get to make those connections more grounded.
Hey, so one thing, we got less than 2 minutes left. I want to make sure we say this, that the Academy operates in an environment where financial assistance and scholarships are going to be provided to qualifying students. The graduates, there's a pipeline of opportunity for you within the Singing River Health System. So, you know, this, you know, they call it a sustainable pipeline of healthcare talent. That's what they're trying to provide with this Academy. But that's a big part of what you guys are doing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's the main part of what we're doing. It's not just giving you education and training. But again, like I said in the beginning, we are looking to provide career pathways. So the best thing about this program is it is earn as you learn. I got to say that again, it is earn as you learn. So if you're accepted as an applicant into our apprenticeship in our academy, you are an employee of Singing River. We are employing you to learn. So that is where we're giving you not only support for, you know, the education, but we're also giving you support to keep taking care of your family in a little bit of a way while you're going through schooling, which is, you know, something that was just foreign to me. I mean, that was never an option for myself, right? Probably for a lot of people. But yes, we will pay you to learn. And then at the end of that training, we'll say, hey, you've successfully completed your training. Now, how about you come have a job with Singing River? So we call that the best win-win you could have. And that's what we do here. We will pay you to educate you and then give you a pathway to a career after that.
I mean, it's exciting with the legislature, the governor and the key leaders in our state have really supported this with an $8.5 million legislative allotment. And it officially opened on June the 1st. But what this is all about is a continuation of what our state's been pushing. That is, provide as many training opportunities for Mississippians as possible so that we can provide jobs for them so they don't have to leave Mississippi to achieve their personal goals. Listen, Rashard, it's been a pleasure to spend some time with you, my friend.
I like it. Thank you for giving us a voice. We can't appreciate you enough.
Yeah, you bet, my friend. This has been Rashard Moore. And listen, I hope you enjoy Singing River Health System or Health Talk. This has been a terrific addition to my show. And, you know, we'll keep coming back to you on Wednesdays. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, sir.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.